Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me. Please give me a follow on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. And also in that Twitter bio, you will find our Talking Puck Discord. It's a great place to talk about what's going on in the world of hockey and beyond. We do have a talk about music. We talk about different things going on in and around us. And so if you're a fan of the game of hockey, as we are here at Talking Puck, we ask you to please join us over there on the Discord as well. It's a great growing community and a growing platform. I think you're going to start to see Discord featured more prominently in a lot of places. So jump on now, get ahead of the curve. Join us over there on Discord. Big day for the Minnesota Wild on Monday as a couple of big things fell their way. The Wild, first of all, removing the interim tag from Dean Evason. They've named him the full-time head coach of the club, and they've extended him for 2 years. Evason didn't have a big sample size, but he did lead them to an 8-4-0 record, the Wild, after Bruce Boudreau was fired on Valentine's Day. So that looked pretty good, especially for a team that GM Bill Guerin had said he was going to go through, make changes. He did. He started to put a stamp on the team before the whole stoppage and began to make things look like the Wild were a team in transition. Even made a couple of moves at the time. I wondered, are the Wild selling right now, even though they're still kind of in the playoff race? But they still continue to win and to look pretty good. So that was a nice check for Dean Evason in the positive column. The other thing, and it was interesting to read Guerin's statement about this, talking not only about what he did during the time when they were still there, but also saying that he was impressed with what Evason had done, contact with the players, the work he was putting in during the stoppage. And to Guerin's way of thinking, and in his talking with his other staff and advisors, said, this is the kind of guy we want. Why don't we just sign him? So they did. They signed him to a 2-year extension, even though in the beginning, and Guerin even said this, he said that he was upfront with Evason when he promoted him to interim head coach, saying, hey, I plan to conduct a full search. But because Evason has not only led the team on the ice, but off the ice the way he has, so it's nice to see him get rewarded here and really earn that job for the Minnesota Wild. The Wild have been a team that's had its struggles, and sometimes you think, boy, they're really set to go. They should make a run this year, and they just really haven't done it. And who knows if this is the year they're going to do it or not, but it's nice now for the players to have that certainty underneath them, because going in with, and not that it makes a huge difference, but to know that he's going to be there for the next 2 years, this is what you can expect as a player. This is a guy who, now you've got that buy-in from the organization, it probably does make you feel better and more assured. And so on top of that, the Wild, also on Monday, really, finally, it's been a 5-year just crazy deal to try to get Russian star Kirill Kaprizov signed. And they finally did it. It's a 2-year entry-level deal. Here's the interesting part of this. The contract starts with what we are finishing out now, the 2019-2020 season. However, that first year of the entry-level deal will be burned because Kaprizov cannot play in the return to play here. He's going to practice with the team, go through training camp. He's even going to be in the bubble with the Wild, but he cannot play. And that decision was announced by Bill Daly months ago, saying that if anybody signed, they would be ineligible. They weren't there in the beginning. And so Kaprizov and a couple of other possible European, either free agents or what have you, would come in. And so that really means he's going to have 1 year to prove what he can do. Otherwise, he'd be a really strange, and we rarely hear of a Group 1 free agent. But because of the way this would break down, he'd be a Group 1 free agent, which, honestly, I mean, he can only negotiate or receive a contract offer with the Wild anyway at that point. We don't see a lot of those. And I think that this is going to work out. The timing of this is going to work out well for the Wild and for Kaprizov. He comes in, gets his feet under him, goes through the camp. He's a part of the team, gets indoctrinated into the system, and will be here and will hit the ground running for when the NHL season resumes, which right now is scheduled for, you know, a couple of weeks away. And then when the 2020-2021 season starts, which is expected sometime loosely in December, he will be able to play then. And that's great news for the Wild. Kaprizov's only 23. Now, he had a 62-point year in 57 games this year in the Continental Hockey League. He's won a couple of championships. He is a dynamic player and a guy who is definitely going to make the Wild better. So when you look at this, just instant improvement for the Wild. The only downside for them is he's not going to be able to make that impact right now. But Monday is a monster day if you're a Minnesota Wild fan. All right, that's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. As always, appreciate you being a part of the podcast and look forward to talking more hockey here as the week unwinds. We're going through training camps now, working our way towards that first game, or first games, I should say, five of them on August 1st in the NHL's return to play. Keep it pointed right here. Don't forget Mike Haynes and I on the Talking Puck TV show Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Twitch and YouTube. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.